Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast, the Million Dollar Entrepreneur. This is episode number 3, season 3, episode 57. Today we're going to talk about 5 ways to have a million dollar mindset. Welcome so much to Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with million-dollar mindsets and skill set to actually work towards scaling your business to eight figures or more. Each week, make sure you join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, marketing, leadership, how to get cash, networking, and funding your business. So now let's get started. Thank you so much once again for joining me. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is 5 ways to have a multi-million dollar entrepreneur mindset. And the reason why I talk so much about the mindset is because that is where the battle is. If you don't have the mindset to continue, it doesn't matter. Anything else will be put to the side. So I always like to talk about there's 8 methods that I have found to be able to scale a business, which I've been fortunate to do. And there were 8 methods. The main one I had to use was the mindset. So let me get started with the number one is discipline. Discipline is where I find a lot of my clients actually go to the wayside. They will have all great intentions on doing something, but they're not disciplined when it comes to following through. So I broke down discipline into 4 areas that I think will really help you when it comes to trying to stay disciplined. And when I look at million-dollar mindsets, discipline is one of the 5 that I've identified as a must-have. So one of the things you need to do under discipline is know your weaknesses. You have to know where you're weak. In business, if you know that you put things aside, you'll never get back to them again. If you say you're going to get back to you, procrastinate, make sure that you set habits that allow you to be successful at whatever you're trying to achieve. So know your weaknesses, number one, for discipline. Number 2, really, really important, remove the temptation. I always say if the cookies aren't in the house, you can't eat them. So for business, whatever your temptations are, whatever your distractions are, if you're a person that cannot work at a Panera Bread or if you work better at a WeWork or whatever it is, you need to make sure that you remove the temptations and put yourself in an environment that is conducive for your personality. I know I have clients that don't work well by themselves. So they need to be around other people to keep them motivated, and that's removing their distractions because when they're home by themselves, they're not accountable. So I understand different temptations, but know, number one, your weaknesses, number 2, what your temptations are. Number 3, you need to make sure that you set your goals and execute a plan. And if I could go back to temptations for a second, I thought it was so funny. There used to be this video that came out, and there were these children, and they told them that if they put off having the cookies and the cake until later, they get 2 or 3. The children that looked away from the cookies and cake and looked and were distracted were able to withstand, and they were able to, you know, do delayed gratification, which is part of discipline, and they were able to have more of. The individuals that studied the cookies, looked at the cookies, gave in quickly. So back to making sure that you remove temptations, even as a child is in us, to want something we continue to see. So make sure you take that out. Now, when we look at number 3, setting our goals and executing a plan, I haven't met anyone that has a million-dollar mindset that has not set goals and executed a plan. It's like as natural as it's breathing. So if you're looking at making sure that you're able to be disciplined, you definitely have to make sure that you set goals and execute a plan. You can't just set the goals. You have to go step by step. And I always notice after studying million-dollar entrepreneurs that they set small goals and make sure that they lead to the larger one and the larger one and the larger one. So break them down as small as you can, and this will make it where it's almost inevitable that you're able to achieve them because they're so small. And under discipline, last but not least, reward yourself. That's right. Go ahead and have a really good time rewarding yourself for making sure that you actually met your benchmark. So if you were to get, you know, say, a week of doing 8 hours of marketing or whatever it is that you set and you execute it and you reward yourself so that you do the small victories. Now, discipline broke down into four. Now let's look at number two. So we have discipline, which I broke down into four. Now we're looking at laws of attraction. We hear a lot about laws of attraction, you know, the book with the secret and everything. Laws of attraction have been around for a while. And basically what it says is you attract what we want, what we think about the most. And so Tony Robbins did a video that I thought was really good. He said, okay, I want everyone to close their eyes, and I want them to first, before they close their eyes, look at what is red in the room. Focus on what's red. Now close your eyes and tell me what's brown. And you would be surprised, of course, no one paid attention to what was brown. Why? Because everybody was focused on what was red. So that means we attract what we want. If you're looking for negative, you will see negative. If you're looking for positive, you will see positive. Now, I really believe that is true, and that exercise proved that. If you're looking for something, if you're looking for opportunities, you will be heightened to the opportunities because you're looking for them, clients, customers. As opposed to when you're thinking negative, you're not going to open your mind up to it. That's why it works, because it's attracted to you. So the second that I love is laws of attraction. Number three is affirmation. Affirmations are fantastic. Why? Because we're so bombarded with negative news, negative thoughts, negative images. Affirmations, if you think of a positive affirmation, and it could just be a one-line affirmation, I am going to be successful. I am, or let's stop, I am successful. That means you've already claimed it. I am successful. I am successful. I am having a great day. You put it in the positive. You put it as if it's already happened. I am a million-dollar business owner. I am a million-dollar entrepreneur. That's what you want to do. If you already make it as if it's happened, then you're claiming that it's going to, and your mind works hard over time to make sure you achieve that. So I love affirmations. I have my clients write down an affirmation, and I have them actually look in the mirror 10 times and say their affirmation. Not 10 times a day, but just once a day for 10 times. And something about the I am gives you power. So saying I am, looking in the mirror at yourself when you're actually doing your affirmation, goes a long way. Number four is manifestation, one of my favorite ones. So a lot of times people think laws of attraction and manifestation are really the same, but they're not. So what we want to talk about with manifestation is you want to get clear on what you want. You want to ask the universe. And what we mean by that is putting it out there, putting the energy out there, it comes back to you because you're positive. People will say, wow, that person's so nice. I want to be nice to that person. I want to give them business. So when you put it out there, you get it back. And you want to also work towards your goal, very important. One that's really hard for a lot of people is trust the process. It's a process. If you're looking at being disciplined and affirmations and laws of attraction, manifestation, you really have to be positive. There's no place for being negative. That's what I love about it. If you're thinking this all day, and after a while it becomes a habit, because we talked about the habits, it will be a part of who you are. You won't know the negative thoughts that our brain constantly tries to gravitate towards. So especially in business, when you're trying to scale towards higher than you ever have before, you've already put that limit there. You have to go over that. So you're going to have to be able to stretch further than you ever have to get what you've never gotten before. So I feel that the manifestation works. And the last part on manifestation, this is very important. Keep your vibrations high. Vibrations, sending out positive thoughts is like a radio signal. When you send it out, it's felt. People can feel negative energy. Think about it. You've been someplace where someone has walked in and you feel the negative energy and it affects you. So there is something to the negative energy and the positive energy. And the last one is visualization. I love to be able to close my eyes and visualize what I want. And there's two parts of visualization. One is the outcome of having already achieved the goal. Imagine that you have a workshop and everyone that you invited is there. How does that goal feel? Think of how that goal feels. And the second part is once you've achieved it, how achieving it feels. So coming up and reaching the goal, what does it look like when you reach the goal? What does the goal look like? Imagine walking up and the room being filled. That's the goal. That's the outcome. But the feeling is what goes further. Imagine the feeling of how that feels when you reach that goal, visualizing what the emotion is, the smell, the sound, at that moment, the exhilaration. That is what visualization is. So when I've studied millionaires and they've talked about how they're able to guard their minds, one of these have always been in there, and I like using all five with my clients: the discipline, the laws of attraction, affirmations, manifestation, and visualization. Those have always helped me personally, and I truly believe that if you use those, you will be surprised how that will help you move towards being a million-dollar entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you join us on this Thursday. We'll have another episode that will fall under the 8 methods of scaling a business towards 8 figures. We love social media, so make sure that you visit us on social media at Facebook, 8 Figure Business Coach, Instagram at 8 Figure Business, LinkedIn at 8 Figure Business Coach, and Twitter at 8 Figure Coach. Or leave a comment in the comment section about this section and this episode, or download this episode and make sure you subscribe to our podcast. So take care of yourself. Until next time.